Are you
ready? Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need.
Mm.
So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
Amen. We're going to keep talking like kind of what we did last week. We're going to talk about how to seek the kingdom. And then I want you to say this subtopic with me so you'll get it, so you'll understand it's up to you. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Get your listening ears on, pen, paper, whatever you need to do today. Amen. I want you to get this. But we find here that we need to know how to seek the kingdom. You know, everybody tells us to seek the kingdom of God first. They don't tell you what to do. You know, how many of you have heard that seek the kingdom of God first and all of these things will be added unto you? You don't know the first thing to do. You don't know what to do to get the things. So we're going to learn today how to seek the kingdom. In the beginning of chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 talk about, or they instruct us on how to seek the kingdom. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because I'm telling y'all, we are getting ready to come into some things that we didn't work for, we didn't buy, we didn't build, we didn't plant. How many of you know that's the word of God? Yeah. I'll give you houses you didn't build. I'll give you vineyards you didn't plant. I'll give you wells you didn't dig. I mean, I need to hear some people that's ready to receive that today. And what happens is it comes after you know how to seek the kingdom. You understand how to seek the kingdom. These things are already waiting. See, God, do you not understand? God doesn't have to prepare anything for you. It's already done. God don't have to go make you a car, make you some money, make you another house, get you some money. It's already done. You just have to understand how to seek the kingdom. So verses 1 and 4, I want you to pay real good attention, tells us the beginning thing or the initial thing or the infancy thing that we should do, the alpha thing that we should do if we want to truly seek the kingdom so that we can get these things. Now, before Sister E starts reading, I'm talking to people that want things. Now, if you're one of them people that don't want nothing, then maybe this might not mean anything to you. Because see, no matter how old you are or how young you are, if you're still living, you need something. And even if you already got it, you need it to give it to somebody else. Talk to me if you can. Praise God. So let's look at the first step of learning how to seek the kingdom. Verses 1 through 4. Read, Sister E, 1 through 4.
Watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose a reward from your Father in heaven.
Oh, Lord.
When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I will tell you the truth. They have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, y'all see how everything is going together as we've done this morning? Now, what we did here this morning, this is in-house. This is not public. So I don't want anybody to think, well, maybe we did the wrong thing. No. This is not public. This is private. This is us. This is our family. We've given to each other. Amen? And so now God is saying, since we have begun to take care of home first, y'all hear me right now, that I'm getting ready to open up some stuff for you, that you will not only be able to take care of home, you'll be able to take care of some other things. Come on. But you, again, you've got to change the way you think. Quit being satisfied with being able to pay your own bills. Because you got some people sitting in here right now who have bills like myself that have not paid yet. Can I get a witness here? I know you want to say my house, my car, but if you're still paying notes, You don't want to put nobody in your card at the bank on? Maybe if you start picking some folk up, God will help you to pay the bank off, and then it'll be your car. You see, I don't know about y'all. I have a house, but I don't own one. See, y'all don't want to tell me the truth. I have two vehicles, but I don't own either one of them. We like to talk about my this and my that. If you send it off a payment every month, it's not yours. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The clothes you have on, if a credit card is due next month with the stuff you have on your back, it's still not yours. I mean, now, the credit card people are not going to come get it, but they will staple it to the rest of your bad credit report. Amen. And so this is telling us what we need to do, how we need to operate. And so she read it to us, telling us the first things that we need to do in these verses on how we need to seek the kingdom. I'm gonna move quickly today. But you need to do it in a way by blessing other folk.
Yes, sir.
How many of you know you don't have to have money to bless somebody? Wait, let me get some Bible on that. Let me get some Bible on that. Somebody tell me what the widow woman of Zarephath had when she blessed the preacher. She had a cup full of meal and about 2 or 3 ounces worth of oil. But he said, "Do you want to be blessed? Sure, but I know I'm fixing to fix this and we're going to die." She said, well, make me a cake first. See, it's not always money. Sometimes the way you get to your blessing is by being obedient. Yeah. Talk, somebody. Yeah. You just need to be obedient.
Yeah.
And I really want you to understand it, because we are in such dire straits sometimes in our lives from month to month. You can go ahead and shout there. That we really need to figure out a formula how, as a child of God, I shouldn't be like this.
Yeah.
So I want you to go over those first four verses, and it tells you this is the way you start out by seeking the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
That you don't do your good deeds publicly to be seen of men. Now let's go to the next set of what he tells us to do to keep this thing. Listen, now this is a long one, so y'all get your good ears, and we're going to read verses 5 through 14. Boy, y'all are going to read more word today than you have all month.
All right.
This is day 30. Somebody ought to shout right there, say, "Thank you, Jesus. I'm fixing to get a month worth of reading in right now, this morning."
Five
through 14.
When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you the truth, that it is all the reward you will ever get.
Oh,
but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him.
Yes.
Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. And forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you.
Thank you. Is that 15? Yes, that's it. Make sure all the mics are turned off. Some is feeding back in here. Listen, now here's the second set of rules of what we ought to do. Somebody say we're learning how to seek the kingdom. I know y'all want me to holler today and preach. Well, I did that last Sunday. We have to learn how to seek the kingdom. This is how we are going to get the things. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't get things on your own, because that's why many of us are in debt, because we get things on our own. You don't have to say amen so your neighbor won't know it's you. But there is a process of seeking the kingdom first that God says you don't even have to go after the things. The things will come to you. But when we are under the mentality that I got to make this happen myself, that's what gets us in trouble. Amen. That doesn't mean that you don't work, and that doesn't mean that you don't try to make things a living and all of these things. God put that in the book of Genesis. He told us to do that. Yeah. But when that's your sole purpose for living, why is it that our sole purpose for working is to get money?
Yeah.
Woo. Wait a minute. Well, Pastor Lane, why else should I be working if I'm not working to get money? You know why we ought to work? Because God told Adam that from now on, I want you to work and sweat. He never told him that I'm not going to take care of you. He never changed that part. But he said, you're going to have to work now and sweat to get something that you wouldn't have to do at all. But how many of you know, since Christ has came, he wants to take us back to what Adam had at the first. No, somebody don't believe that. Don't you know, since Jesus came, that he came to reverse the curse of earning a living by the sweat of your brow? Don't mean that you don't have to work now, but that ain't your source.
Not for what you need. You got it. Come on.
Come on, y'all.
Come on.
God said, I have a plan. I just want you to seek the kingdom first. Come on, is anybody in here going to make up your mind that today I am going to start seeking the kingdom of God first, because I'm getting some ways of how I need to do it?
Yeah.
He told us, he said, now when you pray, don't do like the publicans and the Pharisees that stand up and pray to be seen. Now, again, that's not talking about in the church. This is private. This is not public. We're all family. But the Pharisees used to stand on the outside of the church at the gate of the church and go to praying real loud. Because they wanted not the folk in the church to hear them, but they wanted the people passing by to hear them. And how do you know that, Pastor Lane? Because they named the folks, thank you, I'm not like that sinner man walking down the street. So he says, I tell you of a truth, they have their reward. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want this to be the end for me of what I'm going to get. Because God says, I've gone away to prepare a place that where I am, you can be there also. But the thing of it is, you can't wait to die to want to go to heaven. You got to start seeking the kingdom right now. See, what God is looking at, he knows who wants to go where he is, because it's the folk that's seeking him now. Don't seek the car. Don't seek the house. Don't seek the fine clothes and shoes. Don't seek the all the accolades of life. But seek the kingdom. Because when you seek that, listen to what he says. And I know the terminology may not make sense to you, but he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and... Wait, see, you missing it.
Yes, sir. Come on.
See, y'all, I'm fixing to mess you up real bad. Because it's going to mess up church religion so bad. God says, seek his kingdom before you seek doing right. Seek first means just like seek the kingdom first.
Yeah.
Now the word and is a conjunction, right?
Yeah.
In other words, it's added to the statement that I already made. But I didn't have to use a conjunction, but I did because I want you to do both of them. But I want you to do the first one first. Because you got a lot of people. And why did he say that? I tell you, Reverend Jones, I tell you. He said it because he was talking to people that were seeking righteousness first. He was talking to scribes and Pharisees and doctors and lawyers that were trying to prove that they were more righteous than anybody else. And they forgot about the kingdom. Because the kingdom is not about you. The kingdom is about everybody else. Ooh, you letting it process because you didn't quite get it. You're like, wait a minute. So you mean I seek the kingdom of God first? That's exactly what I mean. Because why do I mean it? Because that's exactly what it says. And he had to say that to those Pharisees because they were not seeking the kingdom. They were seeking how they could gloat in how righteous they were. They walked around with phylacteries on their clothes, yeah. On the skirt tails of their garments, saying how righteous they were. They had little markings tied to their garments that said they keep the law. But they didn't seek the kingdom because they had poor folk all around them that they did not, not only did they not help, they talked about it. You see, the church needs to understand that you got to seek God's way of doing things, which is his kingdom, and then you seek righteousness. Because the righteousness is about you, but the kingdom is about God and others. Because there's no way you can seek the kingdom and then be evil, but you can seek righteousness and still wind up being evil. Let me help somebody right there. How many of y'all been in the church a long time and still ain't got it together yet? Go ahead. Talk to me. But there's no way you can seek the kingdom first and righteousness won't follow you. Boy, is this good news to somebody? I know we done been in church all this time. Oh God. Now I'm finding out how to seek the kingdom. And I don't want you to feel bad because I'm finding out with you. Because all this time, I just been trying to seek how to be righteous. And I did not know that that is a Pharisaic spirit. Because when you seek only, first of all, to be righteous, you rule out everybody else who's still struggling. And every accomplishment you get, you think you something. Woo, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I ain't no homemonger no more. But come on, talk to me. Still got some hangups, and we're still walking by like the Levite and the priest on the road to Samaria. Who was in here Wednesday night? Y'all heard that story, didn't you? And so even though we, and it sounds like, it sounds like this, that can't be right. Read the book. Seek the kingdom first. The what is the kingdom? The way God does things is his kingdom. But the way we do things is the world system. The world system say, I got to get me a car. I'm tired of walking. But if I seek the kingdom, God will work it out that even if I don't have a car, I'll still get where I need to go. And the reason I might not have a car, because there are some places I want to go that I ain't got no business going. Talk to me. So some of y'all ain't ready for no car yet. But I can help you right there. You are ready for the kingdom. Yeah. So seek the kingdom. And it's righteousness. And here comes the second conjunction. and all these things. So do you see the order of God? We got the things before righteousness and the kingdom. I know it because we go to work and we work overtime for things. We won't work overtime for the kingdom, but we work overtime for things. Help me right there if you can, Lord. And I'm not telling you that you shouldn't work overtime, but what I'm telling you is the kingdom's got to be first. And if you put the kingdom first, you'll need less and less overtime. Because when you wear yourself out, what good are you for God? You get through with all of that, now you're too tired to go to church. Talk to me. And so the kingdom is not being sought first. Because, Rep. Dawes, I got to get my things. I want to go on this retreat. See, I'm challenging your faith this morning. That I dare you to do it the way God said do it. And I, because see, the reason I believe this, because I read somewhere else after this or before this that said God is not a man that he should lie. So if he said it, how many of you can hold God to his word? That's not disrespectful. That's respectful. God, your word says. So you got to get the kingdom first. And then righteousness. And then all these things will be added to you. Let's look at the third way. The third way that he tells us that we ought to seek the kingdom. It says through fasting. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to show you how we got this thing backwards. Because we don't fast for the kingdom. We fast for what we want. Whoa. Whoa. We fast for what we want. But Jesus is telling his disciples right here that when he's relating all this to the kingdom. The whole sixth chapter of Matthew is about the kingdom. And he is saying that when you fast, have the kingdom as your first agenda. And I know I'm right, because even when the disciples couldn't cast out the demon that was in the man, and Jesus told him, he said, why couldn't you do it? He said, well, this thing only comes out by fasting and prayer. And so what Jesus was saying to him, what you were trying to do wasn't about you. You wasn't going to get the recognition for this. So when you are fasting, it is never about you. Ooh, I'm messing up some theologies in here this morning. Because people will tell you, what you need God to do? Child, you better fast. What you need. Why don't you fast for God to do something in the kingdom? Fast for God to open up something so we can start blessing communities and blessing families that are without and blessing people that are homeless and sheltering folks and feeding people. That's the fasting we ought to do for the kingdom. And while you're doing that, yes, he'll heal your body. Yes, he'll make you whole. Yes, he'll move on your behalf. Because you went to the kingdom first. Anybody getting this morning?
Come on, Pastor.
Got to get to the kingdom first. And he already told you all these things. He ain't going to let you die. He ain't going to let you get sick. He ain't going to let your medicine run out. Just seek me first. And I'll add all that stuff to you. Thank you, Lord. Somebody, is anybody getting this morning? One kingdom. Two righteousness. Three things. Now, God did that order knowing we needed the third one most. He knew we were going to seek that the most. That's why he put it third. Amen? I'm trying to, let me move because we're running. But I see what God started last week. I really do. Fasting. Don't do it to be seen of men. Don't do it for someone to be have pity on you. Don't go to work. Talking about, I can't talk to nobody today. Well, then you should stay your behind at home, because them folks paying you to talk. Wait a minute, y'all ain't getting it. Help me if you can. The Bible said don't do it that way. In fact, you should be in full fast mode and nobody knows it. That ought to be the brightest smile you have on your face the day you're fasting. Not looking gloomy and doomy. Because you want somebody to think you super spiritual. Because the bottom line is, Brother Harold, if we were super spiritual, we wouldn't need to be fast. So he said, don't do that. He said, because in that day, I know the Catholics do it now, but in that day, if you were fasting, you wipe some ashes on your head. Yeah. Listen what the Bible said. He said, don't get them dry ashes. Get you some oil and rub on you. In other words, what I'm saying, lotion up your face and don't go in there looking like you're about to die. Now, if you're going to stay at home, you do it any kind of way you want. But if you're going out in the public, don't be looking like you're about to starve to death. And then we won't tell them, why you had to bring them donuts today? I can't eat them donuts today. Why you got to say that? Well, then, because the next way, well, why you can't eat the donuts? I'm fasting. When they bring the donuts, don't go near the break room. You know you smelled them before you got there around the corner. Don't even go near the break room. And if somebody asks you, just say no, thank you. Don't go into all that deep stuff that them folks don't even understand. Go to break in your car. Because you know the kolaches is in the break room. You already know that. So go to break in your car. Go to. And ask God to talk to your stomach. So he gives us a criteria of how we ought to do when we fast. Now there are some things that I know we want. But you have to understand, the fasting is the kingdom. Did y'all get that? The fasting is the kingdom. And then when you do that, those other things you want, I'm going to bring them to you. I'm going to give them to you because you sought me first. God, what can I do to help build a kingdom? I want to know who has a plan to build a kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
I'm hurting myself this morning as well, y'all. Because the plan and the vision for this church is kingdom. It's not us. But are we on it? Is it at the forefront of our mind and of our thinking?
Yeah.
Or am I still worried about next month's bills and it ain't even if tomorrow is May 1st?
Come on, man.
And I'm already worried about next month's bills. But I have forgotten about the kingdom because it's not about the kingdom. It's about me. God, you know what I need. So I ain't got time to worry about the kingdom, God, because I got all these bills coming now. Now, you know, the monthly bills that go along with your household, not a lot we can do with those. Huh? But you can't live like an Eskimo and have a $500 light bill when you know you don't make $500. So you might have to height your window, get a ceiling fan or some kind of flow fan. Something. You know, I'm telling you, it's some things that we have to do to make sure that I can be able to seek the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. I know y'all have flashes and all that. But I'm telling you, if you seek the kingdom, he'll cool them flashes. Thank you, Lord. Because I don't know, if y'all grew up like we grew up, we had the windows up. And I don't even know how God, we didn't even have screens on the windows, but God kept the mosquitoes out some kind of way. Because we put that box fan in that window. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It looked like that was the coolest breeze you could get. Because when you put God first, and maybe we didn't know what we were doing, but at the end of the day, we understand now that if you put God first, he'll bring that thing. He will turn that thing around for you. Hallelujah. And y'all know I never preach about prosperity and money, none of that. But I'm telling you, this is about the kingdom. And if you want it, it's up to you. God will give you the things not only you need, he'll give you what you want. How you know that, Pastor Lane? Because he said in Psalm 37, I give you the desires. Because why would he say that? Because a heart that seeks the kingdom is going to have good desires. Thank you, Lord. So he tells us how to do this fasting. Now y'all go help some people that been coming and around you looking like they about to die. Because they want you to know they fasted. Wait, don't talk to me right now. Don't talk to me right now. I'm in fast mode. That's exactly what Jesus said, don't do. You're going to mess up my spiritual connection. No, you messing it up. Y'all talk to me if you can. I know I'm sticking you, and I know I am. And I'll be the first to tell you, no, I don't fast like I used to. But when I was fasting a lot, I think I was fasting the wrong way.
Yeah.
I had good intentions. So I had good intent, but no content. Y'all don't get it. So now we understand that Jesus gave us the formula. If he said that's how we ought to do it, I don't care how long the church been teaching that if you really want something from God, you better fast. That ain't what the scripture says. The scripture says if you want the kingdom, then I'll do the rest of the things. I know I'm messing some folk up today. But if you just read, you'll see what I'm saying. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the fourth thing he told us to do was what? Don't lay up treasures for yourself. Let's go to verses 19 through 24. Sister, are you ready?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy.
Store your treasures in heaven. How can you do that? Ain't no bank in heaven. So how can I store my treasures in heaven? The answer is by seeking the kingdom. Amen. Read on.
Keisha, I didn't finish that one. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters. For you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Whoa. So now I'm seeing this thing clearly because even though I need money, I even want money, I can't get it without seeking God. Because if I seek the money first, then I hate God. Whoa. But you don't understand, Pastor Lang. I need to pay my bills. I understand that. But he said, I'm just telling you what God said. He said, seek him first. Uh-huh. He didn't say, seek a way to pay your bills. Woo! But how am I going to take care of my family? By seeking the kingdom first. Keep going to work. Work hard. Pray while you're working. Fast while you're working. Come on, somebody. Stop buying a hamburger every day. Come on. Start putting some money back for the kingdom. So that when we have bless you days, we can seek the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. You know, sometimes our fasting is simply doing without stuff we don't need. Because you don't just have to fast from food. You can fast for that junk music. Come on, somebody. You can fast from reading the newspaper every day instead of the Bible. Wait a minute, I got to get up every morning and have my coffee and my newspaper. Bible ain't been cracked yet. Well, I can do that. I'm retired. Well, do y'all understand the process, God? He's not against you doing the things, but he just said seek him first. And he laid it out here. Said, I want to clear this up, and we're almost done. He said, lay not up treasures upon earth for yourself. That doesn't mean don't save. There's a difference between saving and storing up. Because storing up is selfish. Saving is smart. Did y'all get that? Come on. Huh? I said storing up is selfish, but saving is smart. But when you have a person that all they want to do is stack up, stack up, stack up, and then stand off and look at it. Woo! Now, I don't want to use this terminology other than the way the Bible uses, but Jesus told a man in a parable, thou fool. Today, your soul is required of you. So it's smart to save. Don't live recklessly and don't live vicariously and all over the place. But when you store up, you ain't thinking about nobody but yourself. Don't lie to yourself talking about I'm storing this up, I'm going to help the homeless. No, you're not. Because when you want to help the homeless, you don't need to store it up. You can take it right then, right now, and go do it. So he's saying, don't store up on earth. Listen, he specifically used the term on earth, meaning that if you're going to store anything, store in the kingdom. Store up the prayers. Store up seeking God. Store up some fasting. Store up a vision that you can make an impact in your community. Store up how you can bring the church out of poverty, lack, debt, and want. Store up how we can become the city that sits on a hill and not folks can't come to us and get nothing because we got nothing. Thank you, Lord. So this is why he wants us to say, don't just lay it up. Because I want you to use your mind and look at the term lay up. The term lay up means lay up here. Tomorrow when I get some more, I'm going to lay it up again. Woo, bless God. When I get some more, I'm going to lay up again. Woo, when I get some more, I'm going to lay up again. And then I'm going to look at them folks. See, they need to do what I'm doing. It ain't my job to give it to them. They can do it. Get it like I got it. Have anybody ever heard get it like I got it? And get it like you got it is where moth and rust can decay your stuff. Amen? You see, when the stock market becomes insolvent, if you help build a homeless shelter, that's going to be there. Y'all didn't get that. But when you stack, store up, and lay up in this uncertain world, and in the riches of the world, I'm not telling you don't have CDs. None of that is what I'm saying. But that ought to not ever be where your trust is. Because when your trust is there, you're going to check it every day. Lord, have mercy, how much did I lose today? Lord, a Trump president, what's going to happen now?
Yep.
See, I'm not worried about who's the president. I'm worried about who I know is on the throne.
Yeah.
Hmm? I have a father. Anybody that know that song say, he sits high and he looks low. He knows what you need. And then they close out by saying, I have a father who can. And I, and see, I've been his child long enough to know, not only can he, but he will. And not only will he, but he did. And not only did he, but he has. And not only has he, but he will continue to do it. Huh? I ought to have some witnesses in here that know, I have a father who can. If you know you have a father who can, why don't you give him some praise? And seek the kingdom first. I have a father who can. And the reason I know he can is because he has. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, is anybody getting this? Let's close this thing out. The fourth thing he told us, fifth thing he told us, is that we... Where did you end up, sister? Verse 24, 25? You ended up in verse 25. This I say unto you. Now he tells us don't be anxious.
Uh-huh.
In verses 26 through 32. Come on, let's read 26 through. This is all of us here, y'all. Boy, we're going to read 34 verses today. Somebody say, man, that's 2 weeks worth of reading for me.
Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or stone foods and barns.
Y'all ever seen a bird with a job?
Never.
And we got one and can't. Can y'all help me right there if you can? I'm trying to tell you, if we put the thing first like God said, he cares much more about you than he do a bird. But the reason God is limited is we don't have the order right. Read, Sister E, because I'm about to preach, man. Read.
For your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?
It can take from it, though.
And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory as beautifully as they are.
One of the richest men in the world was not as beautiful as what God clothed.
Yeah. Right. And if God causes so wonderfully for wildflowers that they are here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs.
Yes, he does.
My God, why are you worried about what the heavenly Father already knows you need? Did y'all get that? I'm going to close this right quick. I got a couple notes and we're going to close this. Your heavenly Father knows what you need. So since God knows what I need, somebody say that with me, since God knows what I need, can I have what I want? See, that's too much for some real church folk. They know God will supply your need, but I'm just not sure I can have what I want. Hallelujah. Because see, a kingdom seeking Christian that has their supplies need ain't gonna have no evil wants.
Right. Come on, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm. See, the reason why we have evil wants now because we're not kingdom seekers.
Right.
I gotta figure out how I'm gonna get this money. Gotta make this paper.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't want nobody to get me wrong. You better get your behind up and go to work in the morning. But what I'm trying to tell you is go seeking the kingdom.
Yeah.
And watch God start causing things to be. He'll add to you stuff your paycheck can't pay for. I wish I had a witness right there. How many of you know God will add something to you, your paycheck, your bank account can't afford? But he'll do it because I'm seeking the kingdom. You ought to high five your neighbor and say, if you don't have it in your bank account, go ahead and seek the kingdom, because the God I serve has got the whole world in his hand. Yes! Oh my God. He's got the whole world in his hand. You know, they taught us that song when we was kids. He had got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got you and me, sister, in his hand. Got the whole world. I mean, you know, he's got the whole world. So in the world is my car. In the world is my house. You know, I might not need three stories. I can't get up one. But you ought to just seek the kingdom, and he knows what you need. Tell your neighbor again, he got the whole world in his hand. And in his hand is everything I need and all of what I want. Now look at him again and say, it's up to you. If you don't want it, get out of the way. I'll take yours and mine, because I got some poor folk in my community. I got some broke folk in my family. I got some folk going through in my church. It ain't all about being rich. Some folk can't handle money. Some folk don't need it because they don't know what to do with it. But I tell you, if you seek the kingdom first, he'll add to you what you can handle. Woo! Good God Almighty. So whatever he add to me, you can't worry about that, because he only add what I can handle. Some of y'all can't handle being a millionaire. You'll quit coming to church. But I'm telling you, I'm seeking the kingdom. I want to be a millionaire, because there's too much stuff I want to do. I want to build and help with. Thank you, Lord. God knows what I need. God wants to give us things, but not to give them to us to store it up and stack it up. You can't get your dream home, house, car, etc. You can't get those things if you don't honor God with what you already have. And how can I honor God with what I already have, Pastor Lang? I can honor him by seeking the kingdom. And how do I seek the kingdom? I can bless someone before they ask me. You see what we're doing today? You got to bless somebody before they ask you. And let me show you how the formula works. God says, when you bless someone before they ask you, he says, I know what you need before you ask me. And if you do it, I'm going to turn around. And the scripture said, I'm going to bless you 100-fold. I wish I had some believers this morning that'll let go of $3 and get $300 back. Yes. I wish somebody would pick up a bomb in your Volkswagen and watch God give you a Cadillac. Yes, sir. It really is up to you.